It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ooh, a Friday indeed here on Bet and Woods. Welcome in, everybody. Wrapping up the week here. And what a baseball team that we have. What a baseball team we get to cover and talk about all day. Thank you guys for being here. I see the chat is already filled with people. If you haven't followed us on YouTube, you should do that. You can watch us and, you know, see what we're wearing, all the latest trends and things like that. You know, we're always trying to dress up and bring the heat every single day on the YouTube chat. Just go to YouTube.com, search Ben and Woods. And it's a pretty cool little community that we've built in there. People are very active. And most people, I'd say 95% of the people in there are very nice. Now, some people will not be, and that's okay. Whatever makes you feel better, all right, I guess. I'm Woodsy. That is Adam Klug, our fearless leader. And all I see is the top of his head. I can't see any. There he is. Hi, buddy. Good morning.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
I am doing excellent.
You seem a little frazzled. I'm not going to lie.
Why do I seem frazzled?
I don't know, but you always seem frazzled. I need a calming influence is what I need in here.
I need
here.
A better bedside manner?
A better bedside manner. Yes, it's exactly right.
There's just a lot of things I got to go through to prepare for the show.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a very, very busy show. Paul Reindel is out. He might be listening right now. He's sitting at the terminal at San Diego, what is it, Sky Harbor, and he's waiting to board his flight to the Bavarian village in Washington.
Leavenworth, Washington.
Leavenworth, yes. That's right. And he's
I assume he's flying to Seattle and then has to drive from there.
To Leavenworth, yeah. Benjamin Higgins.
Good morning.
Your friendly neighborhood sports anchor joins us as well. Hello to you.
Hello. It's the old George Carlin bit. I mean, do you really want to eat at a place called the Terminal Snack Bar? Doesn't sound good, for sure.
Why is it, though, when you go to it, I can eat breakfast before a flight at home. Then I get to the airport, and there's something in my brain that says to me, you better eat, because A, it could be your last meal. B, you could be stranded. You could be sitting on the tarmac for hours. I always overspend and overeat at the airport before I go anywhere.
You're not the only one. The lines in the morning,
bananas,
like at, you know, the coffee place, are nuts at the airport because people feel like, what if I don't get a chance? What if we're sitting on the tarmac
That's
for
it.
2 hours?
It's the tarmac, right? That's what scares.
That's the scary thing. Like, so they'll let you on the plane and then they won't let you off.
Yeah, and I'll overstuff before I get on the plane just in case we end up, you know, getting stuck out there and can't take off or whatever. Welsh Fryer says, I always got to get the airport beer. I'm not great with the airport beer. I'm really not. I don't really drink at the airport or on planes. I don't know why. I just don't like that feeling of, I don't really like flying anyway. It really doesn't do anything to calm my nerves. But I don't know, man. I always end up buying way too much stuff at the airport. In fact, I forgot to tell you guys this. We flew out to Hawaii last week or whatever, and I was not super comfortable on the way out there. Now, the plane was fine. I had a good seat. Like, everything was good. But I had one child on either side of me. So the entire six-hour flight, I'm looking this way, craning my neck left, then craning my neck right. Oh, yeah, no, that's how you write your name. For 6 hours. And we did some workbooks. They watched some iPad on the way out. But I'm craning my neck the whole time. So I thought to myself, well, I'm going to buy one of those neck pillows that I see everybody wearing. Because I don't have one. Do you have one?
I used to. I do not have one anymore because I found that they just don't work that well.
So I go to the gift shop in Kauai to get one. And I no joke on this flight. I'm going to get settled in. I'm going to have my neck pillow and be good. So there was a $20 one, and it was the micro beady one.
Yeah.
And then there was
that's
like,
the kind I used to have.
Okay. So then there was a like what looked really, really nice. It was $51.
Ooh, the upgraded version.
So I guess which one I went with.
The upgraded version.
Of course
version.
I did. Yeah. Now, I grabbed it. I went up. Hey, Tana goes, you're getting that one? I go, yeah. I mean, it's more money, so obviously it's better. Clearly. You're not. I mean, right? If it costs more money, it's better. So I go up. I get it. Well, I didn't test it. I get on the plane, and I put it on. And I'm a bigger guy, but I don't have a big-ass huge neck. I put this thing on it barely. There was a snap. And if you snapped it, it was like wearing a noose. So the first time I snapped it, I was like, I tried to lean back. Then I found this, whatever it was covered in, really gave an irritant.
Chafe?
Yes.
Chafe?
Chafe the innards of my neck. And so I ended up using it for about 6 minutes on the flight home. And then what I did, Ben, I wedged it between my knee and the side of the plane so that my knee wouldn't be rubbed raw against the side of the plane. So I spent $51 for a knee guard.
Did they just have the two options?
That was
because
it.
You got to be careful. I've read about this before. It's for instance, like when you go to a restaurant and they have bottles of wine at the restaurant.
Yeah.
So oftentimes people will most likely order the second least expensive bottle of wine.
That's the bit.
Because ordering the least expensive one makes you look
El Cheapo.
Cheap.
Yeah.
So people then will go, okay, well, this one's $32. I'll get the $37 so I don't look cheap. So actually, that's the one that is the biggest markup on the wine list. Because
they know that.
So they will maximize their profit on the second cheapest bottle of wine, knowing that more people will order that than anything else on the menu because they're afraid to look cheap by ordering the cheapest one. So sometimes, like maybe with neck pillows, they'll just charge more for no reason, knowing, people won't want to get the cheap one, so let's make a cheap one and then charge more for it. And people will pay it thinking they're getting better quality when they're not. You're actually maybe getting the worst quality wine when you get the second least expensive wine on the wine list.
Well, all I kept thinking about on the plane was how good would those micro beads feel?
Yeah. I should have just gotten the
cheap one. But I was afraid you just get the $20 one. It's going to split open. There's going to be micro beads everywhere. I figured I'd get this $51 one. It'll be great. My neck was raw. Like, I have some facial hair. I can't shave because the Padres aren't losing. So I was going to clean up the beard today. I can't. I don't want to mess with a streak.
Rally Roach, Rally Beard,
all of it.
What else?
Right? Just kiss the roach. I didn't want to mess with the streak this morning. I said, I can't shave this. I can't even clean it up. I just got to let it roll. And that's kind of how I felt. Man, my neck is like, it's still like irritated and raw from that stupid neck pillow. So hopefully Paulie travels a little bit smarter than I did. But yeah, I saw so many people on the plane, and they were sacked out, and they looked so cozy and comfortable. I go, I got to get one. And it didn't do much for me at all. Not even a little bit. So I did not know that about the wine.
That's something to know. Now, if you want to go and get something nicer, go ahead. You can probably find actually decent
deals
on the upper end of the wine list. Now, you're spending more, but you're probably getting a much better bottle of wine. But if you want to go with a less expensive bottle, go with the cheapest one. It's probably the least markup. They want to have that option, but they know people don't order it because they don't want to look cheap.
But like you said,
you look cheap. You do. When you buy the $22 bottle of wine, you look cheap. And your wife's going, she's also glancing at the wine list as you make your selection.
Well, yeah, once you tell her, though, did you know that the cheapest bottle of wine is oftentimes better than the second or third cheapest bottle of wine? I know this.
And so she'll say, that's just something that cheap people say. We got Craig in the chat said, let's talk Padres, Craigor. 3 hours and 51 minutes, buddy. I'm telling you, you will get your fill. There's Paulie with the sarcastic, get to the sports talk. Padres win again. They win again. And it was just the stupidest game again. They are the most stubborn team in Major League Baseball. They literally refuse to lose baseball games. They refuse to lose them.
I'm not used to this.
Them.
As a San Diego sports fan, I am not used to, even over a 3-week stretch, essentially, of having my team just randomly find ways to win, or having other teams actually just give us games on a silver platter, and we just take them. Like, okay, all right, we're trying to lose the last couple of games, and you will not let us lose.
We I want to give you one. We Let will me just, give you one.
We'll just take it. All right, fine. If you're going to give it to us, we will eventually take it as a win.
Man. Bro,
I'm liking it, though. I really am. I'm liking this spot that we're in right now, where the team just rolls out there and finds a way to win in many different manners.
Turb 44 in the chat says the Pirates did their best Padres 23 impression. I was at that series against Kansas City last year where we just handed the Royals that, I think it was a sweep by the Royals. We get swept by the Royals last year, which is the one that really kind of put me over the edge. I was at the games. We kicked the ball around so much. We just handed them those games on a silver platter. And the Royals last year were not like the Royals this year. And I can just vividly remember going, good God, man, does anybody want to win a baseball game today? And to see them go out there and win that game yesterday, well, you guys saw it. I had to watch it later. I can tell that story when we do our Padres wrap-up at 6:35, but it happened again to me yesterday. If you follow me on Twitter or X, whatever.
I saw this.
It happened again.
They won the first game in Kansas City 4-0 and then lost.
No, it was here. Here.
Won the first one 4-0, then lost the next two by one run each.
Brutal.
5-4 and 4-3.
Just brutal games. Brutal games last year. So, man, you know, I don't feel bad for the Pirates at all, not even a little bit, because of the way that things transpired in the series. I was pretty hot yesterday when Pro got hit again. We'll talk about all of that. Might I say this? Finally, someone on the San Diego Padres took it upon themselves to say, enough is enough. I'm going to protect a guy that is 1,000% been a superstar this year in Jurickson Profar. Profar leaves that series beaten and battered, getting hit 4 times, and there's no excuse for it. I understand pitching inside, but man, at some point, like I think Mike Schilt said it yesterday, enough's enough, man. Enough is enough. So if you can't control it, you maybe shouldn't be pitching right there. And that's he got beat up, man. He got beat up this whole series. But I'm very, very happy to be able to come in here today and talk to you guys and you two especially about what went down yesterday. Just another crazy, crazy game that shouldn't have gone our way but did.
Well, I saw your tweet, so I wanted to ask you about what happened when the game was getting down to the nitty-gritty. And once again, Woodsy wasn't there for it. Had to watch it later. So I'll ask you about that. We'll set the menu coming up in our next segment. Should be a good Friday. Of course, it's a Friar Friday. You know what that means. Mike Schilt sitting somewhere, maybe in a hotel room in Miami.
Yeah.
Just waiting, eagerly anticipating our conversation this morning. I mean, it's got nothing bad to talk about. So
not a damn thing.
Should feel pretty good coming into our conversation today after the week they just had.
Yeah, so one would think, yeah.
That's 9 o'clock, though. We got a lot before that. We will set the menu when we come back. Get you ready for a Friday Ben and Woods edition heading into the weekend. We got Bald Reindl, Adam Klug here, and should be a good one. Don't go anywhere. Kelly's got traffic, and we are underway now on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So you're telling me that once again you did not see a Padres dramatic ending due to your therapy session again. That's
correct.
That's what I got from the tweet. So what happened yesterday?
Well, remember the last time?
Yes.
So my wife and I go to marriage counseling every 2 weeks, right? Just a little check-in, keep the lines of communication open. It's a really good place to
go. Valvoline instant oil change for your marriage.
That's right. You go in, check in. What's he doing wrong? What's she doing wrong? It's nice.
Courtesy check of the tires.
That's right. That's great. It's been amazing for us, and we really love our therapist. She's great, and so we go in. Now I'm watching the game at home, and the kids were great. They were playing. I was really had time to watch the game, and I was hoping, you know, what time did the game start yesterday?
It was 9:35
sessions at noon. So I'm like, it's gonna be a little close.
Getaway day. Hopefully they play a quicker game. Yeah.
So I get most of the game in. And we get there, and I'm watching on my phone as we wait. We're 15 minutes early, so I'm watching on my phone. And I get to the point of Aroldis Chapman against Manny Machado.
So Padres down one in the eighth.
Yeah. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, whoo, here we go. Payback. Here we go. Come on. Well, then the door opens. It's time to go in. And I'm like, ugh. So I sit down on the couch in the room, and game's still on. I go, I better turn this off. And I turn it off. Now, the last time we were there, Dylan Cease threw a no-hitter.
Correct.
And I missed it because I was in there, which, again, that's my main priority in life. It's my marriage and my family. Not upset about it at all. But I'm looking at this thing going, I wonder what's going to happen. It doesn't look good right now. I did see Manny Kay, and I went, oh, crap. This is going to be a bummer, man. 4-0 lead in the sixth, and we can't hold on. That sucks. So we do our counseling. It's great. All of a sudden, towards the end of the session, my phone sends me a notification. Padres win 7-6. I looked at her and I go, they did it again. And my therapist started laughing. She goes, yeah, something happened the last time you were here. I go, yeah, he threw a no-hitter, the second in history, in team history. And I said to her, I go, all right, now this is weird. I said, but if they make the playoffs, can I sleep on this couch? And she said, yeah, more than welcome to. I said, because if they make the playoffs, I'm moving in here. And I will watch games.
So Rally Roach, Rally Beard, Rally therapist couch.
Whatever. There's something about that room that's magical. And so I missed it again. So then I go home and I click on channel 83 or 87, whatever it is. And it's doing the Padres music and it's just the logo screen. And then I see that they're replaying it at 7. And I'm like, I saw some highlights and stuff, but I wanted to see how it really unfolded. So my ass up last night at 9:45 watching
the
eighth and ninth inning again, just to see how it all went down. And I just can't believe it at this point, man. I just can't believe it. It's just incredible what they've been able to do. That's five straight for the fellas.
First of all, why don't you just record all the games, and then you can watch them back at your convenience?
It's probably a good idea.
There's plenty of DVR space or in the cloud or whatever nowadays.
Hold on. plenty of DVR space is a myth when you have two kids that record every episode of Bluey. My wife records every episode.
Max it out at like 10 for them. They're
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You'll figure it out.
You're probably right, but I couldn't believe it, man. And I just looked down. I didn't want, you know, I want to pay attention. I looked down and I went, oh my God, they won 7-6. I can't believe it, dude.
Well, first of all, you might want to schedule a new therapy appointment to tackle your crippling addiction to superstitions that you have that are going to start being a problem if you keep adding on. I mean, not everything can be the reason the Padres are on a winning streak.
The roach,
the beard, the therapist's couch. What else are you going to throw in there? Second of all, maybe the Thursday morning appointment when the Padres often play their East Coast games. Now, I don't think, do they have any more? I know they're off next Thursday. You may be out of the woods at this point when it comes to the Thursday early games forward.
We go every other week.
Yeah, which in every other week, they've been on an East Coast road trip on Thursdays for the last month or so. So you've kind of locked yourself into the possibility of missing some Padres games there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I'm just going to continue to do what I need to do, but there is something magical about that space, clearly, because the last two times we had this incredible comeback victory. We had a no-hitter from Dylan Cease. And yeah, your boy missed both of them, but I did go back and check my work after and watch the game, and it was spectacular.
We will talk about it coming up, setting the menu for you on a Friday. Our Padres wrap-up, as always, hits you at 6:35 or so as we go through yesterday's 7-6 win, the early ups, the middle downs, the late thank you, Pittsburgh Pirates, up at the end. 7 o'clock hour, take on Woods. I also want to bring up the other great game I watched yesterday, that Team USA-Serbia men's basketball game. I don't know if you caught any of it. It really was.
Hold on, what did you say?
Did you catch any of it? No?
I don't know if you caught any of it.
I don't know if you caught any of it.
I was watching.
I texted you to like turn it on, though. It was like a really good game.
No, you guys were texting about what a great game it was. And I was watching Mets-Rockies is what I was watching because I wanted to see if the Rockies could help us out.
It was like a 10-1 game.
Of course.
It was 4-0 after four batters.
It was at Coors Field.
You watched Mets-Rockies instead of one of the best international basketball games probably that has ever been played.
You are
obsessed, man. There are other sports. I love baseball too.
Mm-mm.
You have a problem. Maybe a therapist session about your crippling addiction to bad baseball games as well.
I'm more into baseball than the Olympics too.
It just didn't do anything for me.
I'm not obsessed with the Olympics. It was truly a fantastic basketball game yesterday.
I heard it was great.
Lots of drama. Really exciting. I guess I'll just talk about that by myself while you guys go and, you know, hit the water cooler for a couple of minutes.
Fine, buddy.
Have some Eco Water SoCal. Take on Woods at 7:10. Chance to qualify for trip to Resorts World. Carry Underwood tickets. Don't do this at 7:20. I do want to get into, you mentioned it, Jurickson Profar and the response from the San Diego Padres. Also, I got into a bit of a Twitter war with, I don't know why. I try to do this once a year.
What the hell?
Responding to Dodger fans, but I wanted something that was posted to go, I didn't want it to go unchallenged. So I challenged it. My mentions turned into an absolute zoo last night. I had to pretty much stop looking at the mentions with all the Dodgers fans that were upset with me, but we can talk about comparing the impact of injuries in Major League Baseball.
They are so nervous right now. They're so nervous. And how could you not be? How did any, and I'd be lying to everyone listening right now if I said, oh yeah, I knew we'd be 2.5 out. And there, nobody. Everybody thought, what would you have guessed the lead would be right now?
10.
10, 12, yeah, 100%. And it's 2.5. So, holy cow. I don't blame you for getting in there. Feels good sometimes.
So I got in there, talked a little bit with Dodgers fans. Second half of the show on a Friday. It's a Grand Ole Barbecue, Cespedes Family Barbecue Friday. Jake Mintz, it's his turn this week. We'll talk to him at 8 o'clock. A Klug report should come your way at around 8:35.
Yes.
See what Adam brings to the table this morning. And then, of course, the manager's report with Mike Schilt at 9 o'clock. And then I get you ready for a weekend in Miami against Skip Schumacher's Miami Marlins, team of destiny. They're not as bad as you might think. I mean, they're bad.
They're bad, but
they're beating other teams at least regularly enough that you're going to worry about this series as well. That's all I can say.
There's not going to be a series for the rest of the year that I'm not going to be nervous and sick about.
Yeah, because,
just so you know.
Because they're in a really good spot right now.
Yep.
All right, we'll come back with our Padres wrap-up next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 93 The Fan. You mentioned the YouTube chat this morning when we started and how you get to see what we're wearing. Now, you look at Adam, he's got just a normal black polo shirt on. I've got a normal blue polo shirt on and my AI Smoke Callaway hat. Your shirt, though, very cool. A new merch item from the Ben & Woods merch store, which you can check out. A little election year. Ben & Woods 24, San Diego's choice. And I like the color, too.
Really, really sweet. I really like this shirt a lot. Pauly did a great job getting these things up. And it's really comfy, and the color's fantastic. So, yeah, that's about as much as we'll wade into the election. But Ben & Woods 24,
yeah.
San Diego's
it's
choice.
It's Ben dash and dash woods dot myspreadshop.com.
Just put the thing in.
It's in our link. It's in our bio. You can find it. You can find it on our social media channels. But go ahead, grab one for yourself while election season is underway. All right, we've got our Padres wrap up, all the highlights of yesterday's yet again dramatic win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Get to that right after Kelly's traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
2-2, the pitch. Machado swings, hits it in the air to deep left field. De La Cruz is back. He looks up this one. Gonna go! Two-run homer, Manny Machado. And the Padres strike in the first inning. Profar, a big clap as he rounds third. Little peek at the Pirate dugout. And Machado, an awfully slow home run trot as the Padres take a 2-0 lead. Here's the 0-1. Peralta swings, sends it in the air, deep down the right field line, aiming for the pole. This one is going to go! Home run, David Peralta. Took aim for the Allegheny River in right, a two-run shot, and freight train time here in Pittsburgh as the Padres double their lead, 4-0. Bay left-handed batters grounded out twice. First pitch swinging, ground ball through the left side, and a base hit. De La Cruz rounding third, he's going to score. RBI single, Ji-Won Bae, and a one-run game here in the bottom of the sixth. Matsui ready, the little lefty delivers. And a ground ball tapped to the left of the mound. Manny charging it, goes to the backhand. Throw to first is in time! Matsui jumps in the air, spins around, and high-fives Machado, who just made a gold glove play to finally bring the sixth inning to a close. He is running, and the 3-2 hit in the air to left center field. That's way back. Joey Bart sends it towards the gap and gone. A two-run home run over the 10 side in left center field. The Pirates lead for the first time today. And now 1-0 to Higashioka. The pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground to the right side. To his left, Kiner Falefa has it. To second one, Cruz to first, throws it away. Bogarts had already scored. Now Merrill will come in. The Padres go in front. It's 6-5. Higashioka at second, two down. Here's the 3-2. Arai swings in the air to deep right center field. Bay was shallow. He's got to go back. It's going to be over his head and rolling up against the wall. Higashioka scores easily. An RBI double for Arai. And the Padres add on. It's 7-5. Priolo big lead at first base. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Suarez slams the door. And the Padres will sweep the Pirates for the first time here since 2011. They will take out their brooms and swab the decks as they hold on for a 7-6 win to cap an absolutely loony 3 days here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, grit squad. Strikes again. Just hunger for competition, hunger for winning games. You know, I can't say enough about it. On display. It's on display at the end of games, but it's just on display the whole game, which makes it special too.
Make it 14 wins in 16 games. Five in a row for your San Diego Padres. Five in a roach for the San Diego Padres, who are the hottest team in baseball.
Come
yeah,
on.
Even the Diamondbacks lost yesterday, so they are red hot. Look back. Before we talk about this game, Padres, the first day after the All-Star break, you remember what happened? They lost 7-0
yeah.
to the Cleveland Guardians fall back to 500.
I was on vacation then, too.
That's true. So since then, they've picked up 12 games above 500, going from 500, going 14-2. So now they're 12 games above 500. Keep that in mind, because if the Padres simply played 500 baseball the rest of the season now, they would finish with 87 wins, 87-75. If they just play 500,
yeah, just play 500,
which would
right?
be quite a bit worse than they're playing right now, 87 wins, I believe, has been good enough to make the playoffs in the National League every single year of the three wild card era. Not saying that it will or won't this year, but history has said that 87 has been good enough to get in the National League. So the Padres are clearly on track to where they want to be. Now, we've seen them collapse at the end of the season. We've seen other teams collapse. There's no guarantees here, but you don't have to keep playing anywhere near as well as you're playing right now, and you should be in good shape. So that's how important these last 3 weeks have been. For the Padres to go from 500 to now 12 games above 500 changes the entire complexion of the rest of the season. The entire complexion of going forward. Now, you're looking and staring down the Dodgers, just 2.5 games back in the National League West, and you're thinking, can we win a division title? Can we get a bye in the first round? The playoffs are simply, don't mess up at this point.
Yeah.
And you should be a playoff team based on just what you've done over the last 3 weeks.
It's remarkable. It really is. When you think about it, it's remarkable. And the last roundtable I think I was a part of, we talked about the road trip that they were about to embark on to Cleveland and then to Baltimore and all these first place teams and all these huge roadblocks in the way, and we're all making these deals with ourselves. If we could just win, you know, one in that series, that'd be pretty good. And two, what they've done since the break is spectacular. And I think the other thing to notice is every single player on that team is contributing. Everyone is doing something to help them win a ball game. Every single guy, right? Freaking, even Bryce Johnson's OPS is like over 1,000 in his last whatever, like in the limited time he plays. Made a spectacular, he had a terrible dive the other night, but he made a spectacular catch to start off the game. Everybody's doing something right now. It's not just one guy carrying the team or two guys carrying the team. It's everybody.
Yeah, and it feels like it's a different guy every day.
Correct.
You know, it's David Peralta a few days ago. It could be Manny. It could be one of the stars. It could be Tyler Wade one day. It's not going to shock you if anyone steps up and becomes that guy for that day. And the Padres just continuing to absolutely roll. Yesterday, of course, Manny Machado got him off to a really good start, making him pay for hitting Jurickson again with the two-run home run in the first inning Luis Ortiz. It's not the first time, of course, Manny has made a team pay. Washington Nationals remember it well. His 18th of the season, and somewhat quietly, although getting a little bit louder, Manny has become Manny.
And
I don't know exactly when the switch got changed. I think if you go back to now, like late May, he actually has a 934 OPS. So the switch definitely kind of flipped. It took a while to
flicker
a little bit on and off. It hasn't been a run that has not had some slumps.
Sure.
He had one just a week or so ago, but for the most part, Manny is back to being Manny, and it makes such a huge difference in their lineup.
No question. And the defense, I mean, it's when a guy is able to get healthy, and again, so many people were on him for wanting to post and play. It's the only way he knows how to do it. And, you know, Ryan Cohen's in our chat. Shout out Ryan. He said the play from Manny yesterday and the throw from Jackson Merrill 100% saved that game, and he's absolutely right. Manny's defense has been pretty spectacular. I know he mixed in an error in there the other day and cost him a run. He ended up getting it back using his brain to do that and his baseball IQ. But yeah, man, I'm really impressed with everybody. Xander Bogaerts deserves a ton of credit for the way he's played. Jackson Merrill, obviously you can't say enough good things about him. Jerickson Profar continues to be the heartbeat of this team. But holy cow, man, it's really refreshing to see guys picking each other up and guys being able to flush it when something bad happens and rebound and go out there and say, so what? And we're going to get this back. And the Grit Squad's a great name for them. All I think of when I watch this team is just the word stubborn. That's it. They're stubborn. They're really, really stubborn and refuse to lose. And it's really cool to see.
Within the grand scheme of things, we're talking about a small sample size, right? We're talking about 16 games.
Yeah.
10% of the season. But it's the way they're winning. Have you allowed yourself to recalibrate or change your expectations for this team based on this 10% sample size? Or is it just it gives them a cushion to play, as Ben laid out the record, for what they'd have to do the rest of the season? Does it change things
in
16 games?
What it's done for me is, and I don't know if it's a personal thing or if it's just more faith in the team, I don't get as, when we get down, I fully believe, oh yeah, and Manny talked about it, I think, with AJ Casavell yesterday. And he goes, I can't quantify it. I don't have the words for you. I'm not a writer, right? And he says, there is something different, but I really can't put my finger on it other than we are playing for each other. We're picking each other up. So he says, and they've been saying this all year, we just try to put ourselves in position, in good positions. And if we do that, it's going to come in our favor a little bit more. More things are going to even out for us if we just keep putting ourselves, getting guys on base, taking an extra bag, whatever it may be, moving a guy over, if you will. So they're putting themselves in those positions. They don't win every game. But man, the more they can get themselves in those positions where something could happen, the better off they will be. And they've been absolutely right.
I think the answer to your question, Adam, of whether it changes your perception of the team or it's just a good, 10% stretch expectation.
Squeaking into the playoffs and now expecting it. And you talked about the World Series.
The answer is kind of both, because the best teams in baseball don't play well all the way through 162 games. They do this. They have long stretches where they're right around 500, and then they get hot for a 3-week period, and they pick up 10 games to 500, and then they play 500 ball or so for a while, and then they maybe have another one where they pick up another 10 to 15 over a month because they played really well, and all of a sudden they look at the end of the season, and they're 26 games above 500, which would be like 94 wins, and they're winning the division, or they're getting the top wild card. That's how baseball works. There's no team that just wins 2 out of 3 every series all the way through the year. So the Padres finally had it. They just never had it last year. They never had that run where they could push themselves forward that we were expecting. Now they've had their run this year. They don't have to, as I said earlier, they don't have to play out of their minds now to make the playoffs. They can play 500, feel pretty good about their chances of getting in. But if they keep winning series, and they got, 46 games left.
Yep.
So win 2 out of 3, essentially, go 30-16. I saw Ray said that's the target score the rest of the way. That would get you to the 94 win mark. Will that be enough to
bananas?
Will that be enough to beat the Dodgers? I don't know. Might be. Might not be. I'll take it. I'll take it, though. I'll take my chances if they could get to 94. That would be playing winning series baseball the rest of the way. Not as good as they've been playing the last 3 weeks, but still really solid, good baseball. That target is very much in play, I'd say,
for the
Padres.
I mean, it's weird because after this run they've been on, it's going to be jarring the next time they lose a game. It's going to be like,
It's jarring last Friday when they lost a game to the Rockies.
It's
going to happen.
Of course it's going to happen. They're not going to run the table. But when I'm watching a game now and it's 1-0, 2-0, 3-0 in the third, I'm not biting my nails. I'm really not. I'm just interested to see, okay, are they going to stick to what's been working? And they really have. You're not seeing guys honestly try to do anything differently than what they've been doing all year that's been working for them. Again, major, major shout out to all of the people involved. I'm always going to give the players the most credit, always. But the buy-in that they've had with Victor Rodriguez, I don't know much about Victor Rodriguez, but I do know this. He's the best hitting coach that we've ever had since we've started covering this team. Why? Because their offense is capable of punching somebody in the mouth when they need to, and capable of stringing hits together and putting the ball in play, not striking out a ton. Credit. And credit to the players for buying in, you know, and credit to Mike Schilt for having them ready to play. Credit to A.J. Preller for making some really savvy moves. There's a lot of credit that needs to be divvied out. But also, you know, I do have in the back of my mind, like every baseball fan in a 162-game season, oh, God, what happens if somebody goes down? What happens if, you know, you lose six in a row? Of course it's feasible. Of course it is. So it will be jarring the next time they drop one.
But it does feel different. In past years, when something happened, like what happened yesterday, a 4-0 lead, it's down to 4-3, and then Joey Bart hits that two-run homer.
You think it's
when you're
over.
Just trying to get through the bullpen, when the bullpen is kind of spent, you go, it's over. It's done. That's
last year, I'm turning the TV
crushing
off
home run
every time.
Yesterday, I didn't even bat an eye. I go, this team's fine. It's just one run. It's fine.
Now, remember, they lost that game if O'Neill Cruz throws the ball on target in the ninth inning. And it would have been okay. By the way, it would have been okay had the Padres lost that game.
So mad. Blowing a four-run lead. I know the bullpen was taxed. I would have been pretty hot about that.
You've got to understand, though. I was watching the game with my son, and they were up 4-0. And they got to the sixth inning, and Randy Vasquez had pitched really solidly the first five. And I said to him, though, this is the most dangerous inning of the game. Before anyone had even reached base,
I said,
this is the third time through the lineup. Mike Schilt is trying to get Randy Vasquez through at least six, maybe even into the seventh because of his bullpen. But if he gets into trouble here, they're probably going to have to go to Carl Edwards Jr. because, well, they have Jason Adam, they have Robert Suarez, but they had five relievers down. And Mike Schilt said that after the game. So they're going to have to go to the guy that they activated before the game. And I've got no idea if he can get major league batters out or not. They're hoping. He looked decent in the minors, but there's no hope here. This could be a big inning for the Pirates. If I'm the Pirates, I'm circling this inning as my best chance to get back into the game. And they did. And it wasn't a surprise if you're watching that game. So Manny made the great play with Yuki Matsui when he came in to get out of that inning. But then that caused, you know, then Yuki's got to come back for a second inning after having pitched the day before. We know that that's not his strength to do both of those things. So I wasn't shocked when he gave up a home run in that situation. And by the way, Yuki's been really good.
He has been really good.
You were asking a lot of guys in that game, of Carl Edwards, of Randy Vasquez, of Yuki Matsui, just to get you hopefully close late in the game. And thank goodness they were, because they had a chance to still end up winning it in the end. They were in position to take one that was handed to them. That's all you're really looking for in a game like that when you've spent your bullpen so heavily the first two games of the series. Perfect. Great.
I mean, I had no problem with him going to Carl Edwards Jr. at all. I really didn't.
I saw Padres fans who were like, what is Mike Schilt doing?
No, I had no problem with it, man. You needed, what did you need? An out?
You needed three outs. Yeah, I don't think Randy Vasquez
got. He didn't get any outs in the sixth?
Any outs in the sixth. Maybe he got one. I don't know.
I think he had one.
He had one? Okay.
Yeah, so he had a wild pitch.
I know Carl didn't get any.
Yeah,
so.
Wild pitch, two walks, and a hit. And, you know, it is just, it's unfortunate. And I saw people that thought Carl Edwards Jr. was upset about being taken out of the game. No, he was upset because he got called up to the big leagues and did not execute at all, not even a little bit. And that's tough. It's a tough look for him.
He did get the two out. So Carl just needed one out and he couldn't get it.
Yeah, he needed one out. And I with a 4-1 lead, I absolutely expect him to be able to get an out. And he didn't. And so then you get punched in the mouth and you have to do some things you didn't want to do.
All right, we can continue discussing that game. We've got Take on Woods coming up in our next segment as well. Lots to get into here on a Friday. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.